Hello and welcome to Debatatorium 2006. This is a very exciting show. We are all very happy to be here. This is the first show of the second round of the tournament play, meaning that the two debaters tonight are debaters who won previous rounds. Very exciting. Very exciting. So all of you know the two debaters already, but we will reintroduce them in just a moment. They are back, and this is a new debate. They're debating something different than they debated last time, but I do want to say that both of them have very strong feelings about this debate and know an awful lot about it. You know, before they were in ones that they may or may not have known about, but they did have opinions. But this one, they are both experts in this field. Let's introduce our debaters again. Debater number one, please tell us who you were.
This is Lord Vanton Zest, the fashionablicious alchemist from the 18th century.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's good to have you back. And debater number two.
Hello, I am Good Hitler. You may remember me from such debates as Good Hitler versus Mr. Namreb on women's rights.
And which you won.
Now, naturally.
And to clarify, Good Hitler being from an alternate reality in which Hitler is good.
Yes.
I just wanted to clarify for people who might
right.
not know.
Right. I can see how not everybody has gotten the memo yet.
It's possible. It's possible. Now, as I said, this is something that is near and dear to our debaters' hearts. And it's a classic debate, which I think most people have participated in. This week, we are going to decide once and for all the age-old battle, monkey versus robot. As we all know, Lord Zest believes that monkey wins the battle of monkey versus robot.
Oh, don't get me started on robots from the last debate.
And of course, Good Hitler, believes that robots win the debate.
Well, yes.
Now, it's hard to decide which one of them is the attacker, so...
Well, hold on. Yeah? Let's think of it in terms of, say, I believe that robots will always defeat monkeys, and Lord Zest, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
Believes that robots cannot always defeat monkeys. This would make his positions a con.
Well, it really goes either way. But would you like to go first, Lord Zest?
Oh, sure, why not?
All right, go right ahead. Tell us about why monkey wins.
All right. So, well, coming back from what we were talking about in our last debate, I should fill in my friend here, Good Hitler, on this. We were talking about the Iraqi war and how, in the future, people will be turned into robots. Now, let's face it here. The robots, as we covered in our last debate, were quite unfashionable creatures, and thus they can't possibly win against monkeys. Monkeys who are at least related to us and therefore fashionable by extension.
Now, but most of the monkeys I've seen aren't wearing any clothes at all.
Right, but fashion is more than just clothes, my friend.
Really?
Fashion is how you groom yourself, how you carry yourself.
So, like, the picking at each other's scalps is fashionable?
They do it in a fashionable manner.
Interesting, interesting. When you say that monkeys win, do you also include apes as monkeys, even though they're not technically monkeys?
No. Monkeys have nothing to do with apes whatsoever.
Nothing at all?
They're too small to be apes.
Okay, so you're talking about the guys with the tails.
Right.
The kind where, like, you crank a crank and it dances to the music.
Oh, that's so unfashionable.
But that's a monkey.
But yes, if you insist. Except for the ones that you crank to make dance because they wear the gaudiest vests ever created.
I would argue that they are also robot monkeys and outside the scope of this debate.
Okay, well tell us why would monkeys... why would robots beat monkeys then?
Well, I normally don't like to use information outside of the purview of my opponent, but it seems clear that the answer can be found in the universe where I come from. You see, the Great Monkey-Robot War of 1940 was one that we all remember. It is very near and dear to our hearts. We would surely have been crushed by the sinister monkey menace if not for the advent of Good Terminator.
Now, where did these monkeys come from that they were killing everyone? Trying to kill everyone?
Well, it depends. Old world monkeys came primarily from Africa and other tropical climates, while new world monkeys came primarily from Central and South America.
Now, why did they do this?
Well, because they're evil.
Inherently?
Heinously.
Now, hold on. Now, this is a good point. In your world, Hitler good, monkeys evil. Maybe
yes.
In our world, Hitler bad, monkeys good.
I keep hearing this.
Now, my point exactly. Now, in our universe, you know, robots, I myself personally associate robots with the planet Science, the planet that Dr. Parsis came from, and that was just full of unfashionable, quite evil people. How could we possibly imagine robots in our universe as good?
Well, I don't believe that it's a question of moral alignment, per se. I think that the
You
question...
just said that monkeys were evil.
Yes, but that's not the point. The point is rather that the robot, a single robot, Good Terminator, managed to defeat all monkeys, period. So whether or not they are good or they are evil, monkeys are simply not capable of handling robots. Even in this universe, when was the last time you saw a monkey standing victorious over the shattered, burning corpse of a robot? Almost never.
All right.
Three days, at least.
I'll tell you this much. During the 1666 fire of London, When the monkeys escaped from the zoo, they sent in the sturdiest wooden robots of our time back then to try and stop them. And the monkeys, well, to put it in quite ruffian terms, kicked their asses completely and utterly.
Now, that's interesting. But we do have actually an expert on the line.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Please introduce yourself, expert, and tell us about yourself and why you're calling.
Well, this is Dr. Brent Follett, and I represent the Coalition Against Robot Sexual Assault, CARSA.
I'm sorry, Robot Sexual Assault?
Yes.
Are you trying to stop robots from sexually assaulting people?
Well, of course, what kind of monster would want robots to sexually assault people?
But you're not trying to stop people from sexually assaulting robots?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So, please, tell us.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, I think that you do need to recognize the power of robots because, I mean, really, once you're in their cold embrace, you're under their complete control, and they will own your body.
Well, without going into any graphic detail, either by you or me, mm-hmm. I do want to say that it's possible that monkeys could do something.
Like what?
Like I said, I can't go into detail.
Well, I'm sorry. I just can't even debate this point with you unless I...
All right, well, Lord Zest, why don't you try... I think he seems to be siding with your opponent, so please.
So, I'm sorry, I wasn't even listening. Something about sexual assault? What?
If I could attempt to restate the expert's position, if that would be all right with you, Doctor?
Oh, please, yes.
Yes. I believe the point he is trying to make is that robots are capable of vicious and horrific acts of violence against humans. Humans being more advanced than monkeys, the advantage is pretty obvious.
Well, potential...
Would you say that encompasses your opinion, sir?
Oh, certainly. Yes.
Excellent.
Well, potential means nothing. I mean, let's face it, the robots know nothing of alchemy, well, whereas us humans, and probably our primate relatives, know plenty of alchemy. Veritable assloads of alchemy, in fact.
You're saying monkeys know alchemy?
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, I've never seen a monkey do alchemy.
Oh, my monkey just casted magic missile the previous day.
Oh, with...
Magic missile is an arcane spell not within the purview of alchemy.
Oh, now that's interesting.
All right, if they can cast magic, of course they can cast alchemy.
So alchemy, I thought alchemy was a science.
Well,
ooh,
it's...
burned.
Quiet you. It is the bridge between magic and science. Everyone knows that, except for my friend here from opposite land.
World. Opposite world, Lord Zest.
Whatever.
Opposite land would be, like, across the ocean.
Yeah, it's hardly a whatever point, Lord Zest. If I were to refer to you as, say, Senator Zest, that would be blatantly untrue. You've never been elected to the position of senator, any more than you were elected to the position of defending monkeys and robots.
Senator, who do you think I am, an American? Anyway,
Or a Roman.
Oof, Americans.
Or a Roman, whatever. Anyway, as I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted. Basically, my monkey can, you know, transmute the ass of any robot it ever encounters.
You say the word ass a lot.
Oh, yes.
Is there something you want to share with the group, Lord Zest?
No. There is nothing at all I want to share with the group, you...
Of course not, because there might be women in the audience. Oh, yes, I went there.
I don't understand your...
No, neither do I.
Much
that
like...
That makes two of us.
Might I interject that often victims of robot sexual assault do exhibit some level of perversion. It surfaces from the psychological...
Just what are you trying to imply, my good man?
I think he's implying that maybe you were assaulted by a robot.
It might explain your pro-monkey stance in this debate.
I think it would.
These are complete and utter lies. What trash have you put me up against in this debate, Mr. Allen?
Do you need a tissue? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay!
I'll give you a hug. Come here, I understand.
No,
I know what it's like.
Get the bloody hell away from me! Look at me, I'm switching to vulgarities now because you people are trying to insist the uninsistible.
Well, I think we are allowed to say bloody, but let's make sure we're careful. But we do, speaking of which, we do have another expert on the line here.
I called in to Debatatorium 2006 with Frank Allen.
Hi, who is this?
This is the voice of the narrator.
The narrator?
The narrator.
There's only one?
I am the fictional part of a narrative which explains to the audience the events which have taken place, either from a first-person or third-person point of view.
Well, I think everybody's been listening, so what were you calling to explain?
I was calling to explain the elements of the debate which have not been revealed by those who have been participating so far.
Ooh, a shocking twist.
Go ahead. Little do they know that in their absence, robots have been taking over the jobs of the world.
Woohoo!
Now, is that true?
Yes.
Oh.
Robots now own all jobs involved in voice-over acting.
Does that include your job?
Yes.
Does that mean you're a robot?
No.
Are you a monkey?
It means at the moment, I'm out of work.
That's unfortunate. Did the robots take the monkeys' jobs?
The monkeys, too, little did they know, were not at the time employed gainfully.
That's unfortunate. Well, then who's going to pick bugs out of our hair?
The hair bugs will be removed in the future by automated machine, under which we will stand while gears shift above our heads, waxed to a fine point of fluidity while they reach down and remove ticks from between the follicles that grow from our scalps.
Look, this is immaterial whether or not they're going to take our jobs. The point is whether or not our monkeys can defeat the robots in a fight.
Well, I think the answer should be obvious, isn't it?
All right, well, here we go.
What, if I were to take your job, would I be able to beat you in a fight?
Well, let's think about this for a moment. If you have a job and I don't...
Good Hitler sat there for a moment, thinking.
Okay, first of all, I need to sit for a moment thinking. Okay, done. Now, you have to remember, if you have a job and I don't, then you enjoy things like a higher standard of living, access to more ready capital, which means firearms. You probably have your basic elements of life covered, your food, your shelter, while I'm living in a cardboard box, drinking cheap hooch, trying to sell paintings on the street.
What does this hooch you speak of?
Well, here's the thing, Hitler. Now, while a robot could take a monkey's job, possibly even doing it better than the monkey did it himself, the robot may only be programmed to do that job, whereas the monkey can spontaneously decide to start kicking butt. A robot has to be programmed to kick butt.
Oh, you said butt in two sentences. Now, did the robots molest you as well?
No, butt is not a molest.
The robots refrain from molesting Frank Allen.
Butt is not a code word for molest. Apparently, it's the other
one. Oh, I see. Only the word for donkey is, apparently.
That's a weird thing to say.
Robots do quite often sexually assault donkeys.
Oh, all right. Well, let's not get into that. But Hitler, how do you answer that thing I just said?
Oh, is the point about programming?
Yes.
Well, that's actually relatively simple, truth to tell. The programming of a robot can be changed at any moment. If you smash a monkey enough times with a rock, trust me, I've seen videos, it's horrific, you should never beat monkeys. That should be a PSA, Frank Allen.
Oh.
But...
Or robots.
Well, yes, but monkeys are our Earth brethren, so we should always...
Robots come from Earth.
Not all robots come from Earth. Dr. Pastis' speak and spell robot.
Oh, that's true.
But if you hit a monkey enough times with a rock, it will eventually be incapable of fighting.
Same for the robot.
Depends on the rock. You need a larger rock, indicating that they can take more damage.
It depends on how sensitive the robot is. If it's a robot made out of glass, for example.
Look, a robot is more programmed in how it may fight, whereas a monkey can be more spontaneous, therefore more unpredictable, therefore far more deadly.
Oh, come now. That's hardly a valid argument. That's like saying that...
Monkeys don't have the ability to speak. Therefore, never get the important jobs.
Again, the jobs, they are so immaterial to this discussion.
But still, Lord Zest, I hardly think it's a fair point. That's like implying that a trained Navy SEAL would be helpless against a drunk in a bar fight simply because the drunk is more unpredictable.
That's an interesting...
We can talk about levels of skill, even
then. This is quite true, actually. I don't know what your Navy SEALs are all about, but all right, let's just say a soldier in the awesome British Navy were to get into a fight with a drunken ruffian, if you will. Now, I would be putting my money on that drunken ruffian for several reasons.
Especially if it was Jackie Chan, because...
Ah, yeah, you see? Wait!
Lord Zest placed his money on the drunken ruffian.
Hold on now. If we're going to include Jackie Chan here, by the way, evil Jackie Chan, not a man to screw around with. But if we're talking about a drunken master, again, that's a level of training, a level of programming, if you will, not available to monkeys.
All right.
Why does training only have to be programming? I mean, seriously, we could have a monkey who is very well trained in martial arts completely beat the stuffing out of this robot.
Now, unfortunately, I'm having a heck of a time deciding this debate, but we do have to get to the closing arguments. So, Lord Zest, why don't you wrap it up? And in fact, if you'd like to focus our closing arguments, I would like to imagine a fight between a really powerful robot and, to be fair, I would probably say a large number of monkeys, because monkeys do tend to group together. So, I want you to tell us this fight between this large number of monkeys and a robot. Why do the monkeys win? Explain to us.
Well, the monkeys would use quite vulgar tactics, which I would personally disapprove of, like flinging their excrement about. But this would confuse the robot to the point which they could easily overwhelm him with their sheer numbers and pretty much hack him to pieces. Uh-huh. Probably with some homemade sharp rocks that they found lying about.
Homemade rocks?
Well, home sharpened rocks.
Oh, home sharpened. Yeah, that makes sense. Because monkeys tend to be able to use tools, possibly.
Well, they do have the opposable thumbs, just like you and me.
That's true. So, Mr. Hitler, now why do you disagree? Why do you think the robot would win?
Well, a number of reasons, I suppose. The most elemental one is that the monkeys, even in Lord Zest's example, are using tools. Robots are tools incarnate. Well, in ferrite? What would be the version that doesn't involve flesh?
I'm not sure.
Metal? Anyway, but robots themselves are tools. If well programmed, it has the equivalent of a trained fighting style and can easily beat off any number of opponents. Also, inevitably, I hate to say it, but eventually, monkeys get tired, or they die. A robot, especially good Terminator, can just keep fighting. And fighting, and fighting.
You know, we
batteries could go dead, and their joints can rust.
Like the Tin Man.
The Tin Man? What do you speak of?
It's a character in The Wizard of Oz, which was written by good L. Frank Baum.
No, although I should note, we do have a good Terminator in a movie in our world, too. In the second.
Oh, in the sequel?
Yeah.
When he gets all evil and stuff?
No, well, I guess opposite.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, listen. Both of you.
Frank Allen. Flipped a coin.
Shh, don't tell. All right, both of you made really good points. However, what I've got to say is this. While I agree that a robot is a tool, it is so dependent on the programming provided by man, whereas a monkey comes about its abilities naturally, is not reliant on us to make it a good fighter. So I would say a robot, you know, especially depending on the robot, but a robot would be more likely to naturally lose.
Oh, as they will be seen one day in the future, in your face.
Lord Zest.
In your face. Is that how it happened with the robot there?
Lord Zest.
Don't worry, operators are standing
quiet,
by.
You vulgar ruffian! You scalawag, you humdinger!
All right, well, unfortunately, it's getting quite heated in here, but Lord Zest, take some comfort in the fact that you move on to the next round of debating towards the championship, whereas good Hitler, unfortunately, your journey is done.
Denial is not just a river in bad Egypt, Lord Zest.
But you're the one who's being denied.
I will make sure a gang of thieves steal you away one day.
Thank you for listening to Debatatorium 2006.
The theme music began to play.
We'll be back in another, week with more continuing the second round of debates. My name's Frank Allen. Good night.